Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heinberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 14th. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Monday, a house fire on Warren Street in Evanston left a firefighter hospitalized with heat exhaustion and a family displaced. Everyone was able to evacuate safely, and the American Red Cross is helping the family. A 70-year-old golfer was struck by a driver of a car driving erratically on a golf course on Chicago's far northwest side on Monday evening. There were two vehicles driving on the green, and officials said the driver of one was trying to stop the other. The golfer is currently in an intensive care unit. A judge reduced the sentences of Eric and Lyle Menendez on Thursday from life without parole to 50 years of life for the murder of their parents. This means they are now eligible for parole, but the State Parole Board of California must still decide whether to release them. And President Donald Trump announced on Tuesday that he would move to lift sanctions on Syria amid his trip to Saudi Arabia, his first large diplomatic trip of his presidency. Trump also urged Iran to make a new nuclear deal with the U.S. or face economic and military consequences. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Ilse von Heinberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.